This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bolivian tree lizard?
Mm-hmm. It's a vicious oviraptor. It feasts on bird eggs and lays its own eggs in the nest. The unsuspecting mother bird cares for them until the babies hatch and devour her, too.
Ha ha ha! What a chump!
It's already wiped out the dodo, the cuckoo, and the nay-nay. It has nasty plans for the booby, the titmouse, the woodcock, and the titpecker.
How vile!
The Don and Mike Show!
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're good. Champion Hot Baggers, Don and Mike.
That reminds me of something that my kid had, Bart, when he was here a couple of days ago. He's always playing CDs for me.
Right.
And a lot of times it's stuff that he's burned and you know, someone has sent him off the internet. Anyway, it was another one of these songs where, God, I'm going to try not to sound like an old fart.
Okay.
An old fart.
Fart. Fart, fart, fart.
But it's another one of those songs that's like, that's the chord progression.
Uh-huh.
And the vocal is kind of that Green Day whining,
right,
angry, although Green Day is not as mad as some of them.
As opposed to,
so he puts the thing in and he says, Dad, listen to this. And I'm listening, and I can't even make out what it's saying. And he says, hold on, listen. And like one of the lines is, Ralph, is it down? Ralph, is it down? Ralph, is it? I go, what is it? And he said, Dad, it's a band that's taken nothing but Chief Wiggum lines from The Simpsons.
Oh, wow.
And they've written a song.
Oh, that's great.
And I got to get it. He's going to send me the MP3.
That's funny.
Because once I understood the concept,
right,
then I listened and I got through the noise. I was able to filter out the noise.
Right. That's hysterical.
And, like, one of the lines of the song is, how are you today, Abu? I don't feel like paying for this donut. I mean, I guess the Chief Wiggum actually had said, and there's lots of stuff.
And if you start getting it, then you can laugh at it.
Right. And it's got a lot of the great stuff that Ralphie has said.
Right.
Like, you know, one of the, you know, my fingers smell like cheese.
Yes, that's a Ralphie. Chief Wiggum.
Everybody knows who that is, who that band is. That's funny, I think. But Christ, you got to go through 8,000 levels. And again, that's just...
Fart.
It's maybe an old fart.
Well, probably, you know, it's not because you're an old fart. Probably be hard for anybody, if they weren't hip to what was going on, to decipher that.
Right. It's not hard for Bart.
Really?
No.
Did he know, did he have intel on it before, or did he just pick it up by...
No, I'm guessing he had intel on
it. Yeah, sure, of course.
But of course, but when he played it for me, it was like, Dad, so obvious. Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons.
He's going to do that.
Listen, Dad. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I found these black leather gloves out back at JFK. I was wondering if Buzz would like to try them on.
Okay, everybody is still stuck on Buzz and the OJ thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not going to fit.
Hello.
Hello, Mike, Don?
Yes, we're here. Hello there.
I'm going into prison tomorrow. I have to throw myself into state prison, and I was wondering if Buzz could come over and be my cellmate.
Now,
are you really going to state prison tomorrow?
I really am.
Where are you calling from?
Northern California.
Hey, that's one Sacramento locked up.
What big house will you be going into? Folsom?
No, I'm going to California Correctional Center at Susanville.
Susanville.
That's tough.
Yeah, baby.
Is it a...
Named after Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
Minimum, medium, or maximum?
Medium.
Medium, so you might be a little bit of a bad guy, huh?
Chance you
Maybe
might.
They'll levitate me or something.
You might be someone's bitch. What'd you do? Can we ask?
White-collar crime.
Good for you.
Embezzlement.
Skimming off the top.
Not enough for 3 years in the slam, though.
Ooh, 3 years.
Wow. Well, it must have been a significant amount.
It was seven figures.
3 years ago by like that. How'd you get caught?
Six of which, and hopefully the judge is not listening, are stashed away somewhere.
Yeah, you're smart. I hope your time is like Paul Sorvino in Goodfellas.
Yeah,
I hope
so.
That...
Is there a chance that Buzz can come over and wash my back while I'm there?
Wow. Six figures.
Guy's pretty... pretty flip for a guy going. I recommend you rent the Ed Norton movie, The 25th Hour.
Absolutely. But the Goodfellas scene is a scene where I want to be in that prison when I see that.
Paul Sorvino has got every Italian spice.
Right.
He's chopping garlic.
Taking a razor blade and he's cutting the garlic razor thin to put in the pan where they're going to make the meat that's going to go in the sauce for the pasta. And then Henry Hill, played by Ray Liotta, he comes in with a big bag of stuff, salami, and he's got Johnny Walker's scotch, and then he's got a great bottle of red wine. And Paul Sorvino, in the middle of prison, says, "Now we can eat." I love that. I love that scene.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys.
Hi.
That the song you're talking about is called Ralph Wiggum, and it's by the Bloodhound Gang. It's on their new CD.
You know what? Right, because. Geez, I should remember that because they had some. What's that song they had a while ago? It was like a disco song. I liked it. It was about humping.
The Bad Touch.
That's it. I remember that. Right.
Okay, got you. Thank you, my friend.
See you guys.
See you later. See, somebody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So now we'll get a copy of it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don was wondering about who did that song.
Right. Oh, it's the delay. It's the dreaded delay. We got it. It's the Bloodhound Gang, right?
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Very popular.
Hi. Sure. Hello there. Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello. This is Chris from Baltimore, the safest city in the world right now.
Well, you bet your ass, right? Because they had the thing with the tunnels yesterday that ended up being nothing, right?
As a matter of fact, I'm a half a block away from where they arrested some Egyptians.
Now, did they really arrest Egyptians in Baltimore? Because
I'm looking right across the street at a Channel 5 news van.
I thought it was a hoax. I did. I thought it was a hoax. Wasn't the whole thing about that they said it was going to, you know, this particular tunnel and this tower and this bridge, and it was a hoax.
It was cocoa powder.
Cocoa powder?
It was allegedly cocoa. You're right, cocoa.
Did they spot the Egyptians by their walk?
By the way, is it?
Got a condo made of stone.
What's the latest conditions in Baltimore at this hour?
Channel 5's here. I know how much you dumped on Channel 5 last week. You want me to shout outs up to the news van?
Listen, we don't care about that. Just tell me something. How's Cal?
Is Cal okay?
Sorry, I'm a Ravens fan. I hate baseball.
Shout that you're Egyptian.
Hey!
Say it.
Say, I'm Egyptian.
I'm Egyptian.
Or how about really? How about say walk like an Egyptian.
Hold on. Is it WTTG Fox 5?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then scream. Hey, Fox 5, I'm an Egyptian.
Hey, Fox 5, I'm an Egyptian.
I'm a Egyptian.
Louder.
Hey, Fox 5, I'm an Egyptian.
Do you look like an Egyptian?
I'm Russian.
Russian.
Close enough.
All right, close enough.
Guilty. You should be under surveillance.
That'll work.
Say, hey, scream, hey, Fox 5, does Will Thomas use the men's room or the ladies' room?
Hey, Fox 5, does Will Powell use the ladies' room or the men's room?
He's an idiot. We can't play with him anymore.
You know, I do think the Baltimore accent was real, though.
I've heard hoax. I don't know what the story is. I didn't read anything about it.
I also read that there were Egyptians involved and that they did round up, like, 20 or 30 Egyptians and arrested some of them in Baltimore.
All I know is don't eat the cocoa powder.
Cocoa powder, bad.
Bad. Don't eat it. Don't put it in milk.
Do you know anything about it?
I haven't heard anything today, no. I heard the same thing you've heard, that some Egyptians were arrested.
I've got something
nothing was found.
From the guy, what's our station in Baltimore, Live 105?
Yeah, it's a great
I've got
place.
It on my BlackBerry. Hold on a second. Oh, good.
Good, because I think, I thought it was a hoax. I really did think it was a hoax.
No, they didn't find anything. I don't know if that means it's a hoax or not. I will check the wire and see what the latest is.
A lot of times, my email gets to my BlackBerry, and I get voicemail on my BlackBerry.
That's convenient.
Hello. This is Don's BlackBerry. I'm Mayor Marion Barry. This is Council Ward 8. You have two messages.
Oh, okay, great.
First message. To play this message, well, for me to read it, first one. Carrie Speedway. Don, don't forget the night lights at Safeway.
I'm going to delete this one.
Yeah. Message two. To play this message, press one. Bart Source.
Hey, Mike, I pressed nine.
You are a faggot. Watch for watching Regis and Kelly.
Oh, that's from my son.
Yes.
To save this message, press 1. To delete this message, press 3. To replay this message, press 4. By source, you are a faggot for watching Regis and Kelly.
I'm going to delete that now.
The great black
to bear. Play message number 1 again, press 1. Carry Speedwagon. Don't forget the nightlights.
I'm going to delete that one.
Safeway. To change your recording options, press 2. Hi, this is Mayor Marion Barry, Don's Blackberry from Ward 8, D.C. City Council.
Right.
If you'd like to record a message, press 1. I did not recognize that. I did not recognize that.
Hey, it's me, Marion.
Hey, Don. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for giving me this job.
No problem. You're the best Blackberry I've had.
I appreciate it. And why don't you come down to Ward 8? We'll do some nightlife.
And of course, you know, I really wanted Halle Berry to be my
yeah.
Blackberry, but that never happened.
I'm 68. 68, looking forward to being married again. How you doing?
You know, I'll say this. You're the sweatiest Blackberry I've ever had.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm just smiling and sweating. We're excited about Ward 8. Everyone's going to have them down here. You want to change your recording options?
Hey, Noah, but did that guy from Baltimore call me?
Which guy?
The guy from our station in Baltimore.
You don't have no calls from Baltimore. I'm going to check here. Barstow's Carriage Speedway. Now, everything else has been deleted.
You know what it is?
Bethany McBride. Hold on, I found another one.
It's hat-wearing weather, isn't it?
You got to press 1 again.
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Marion Barry from Ward 8. Don's Blackberry has one other new message that just came in. Press 1 to play the message. Bethany McBride. I do not have Lyme disease. Happy day.
I can't delete that.
Hi, this is Don's Blackberry. And I'm out.
Okay, hey, I'll call you later.
I'll talk to you later, Don.
Okay, bye.
Don't forget Ward 8.
I know, right. Ward 8.
68, smile and sweat.
Smile and sweat.
Bye-bye.
That's your Blackberry.
That's my Blackberry.
That was fascinating.
There you go.
Not much information.
Oh, no, it's great. Are you kidding? I get all my messages.
Yeah.
It's got the thing to either save, delete. It reads them over and over. And later, we can get, like, my stock market quotes. And,
oh, that's great. We should
know,
do that.
And also, like, I'm sure it will read the internal memos that Michael Hughes sends me.
It's really an amazing piece of technology. I mean, it's like having a human being.
Blackberry.
Wonderful.
Oh, hey, there's that same great bit happening now in delay.
Yes, turned up loud.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Mike show. Nice impression. Hey, what is it that
hey, there you go. Mike, you like the positive feedback?
What a vote of confidence that is. Thanks so much.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey,
thank you.
Mike,
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Hey, I felt like I was talking to Michael Hughes.
That's pretty good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. It turned out to be even a bigger hoax than they thought. What it was, there's these four dudes that run an Egyptian market. One of them was fooling around on his girlfriend who was still in Egypt. So she calls she knows he was here illegally. She calls the FBI from Egypt and says that the Egyptian market was about to receive a container full of explosives from the port of Baltimore. And that's why they closed the tunnels and arrested the guys at the Egyptian
market. So it was a disgruntled woman that was responsible for the whole thing.
It was all a lover's quarrel.
Wow.
Yeah, but
not a lover's quarrel. It was a disgruntled woman.
Yeah.
And I just think that's important to point out.
And didn't I read that they did arrest some Egyptian dudes, right?
Four of them, and they were all here illegally.
Oh.
And, you know, the girl, to get back at him for fooling around, knew that she could get him deported.
Yeah, but there's one part you didn't include in that. They were all Egyptian, right?
Yes.
It was a pyramid scheme.
Sorry.
I'm very sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, you were sitting over there like the Sphinx.
You know what was really in the boxes? Posters of... Hold on. God damn it. When I think on the occasion of... Pharaoh Fawcett Majors.
Pharaoh Fawcett.
Thank you. F-A-R-O-H. Pharaoh.
Well, now we're all in cotton.
What do I say? Tit for tut. Instead of tit for tat, I say tit for tut.
Well, I'm glad nothing happened in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
No problem at all. Back to life as we know it.
Got a condo made of stone.
Wonderful.
King Tut.
Egyptians.
Enjoying your
those cocoa. Wacky Egyptians.
Now, here's the question. We've been on the air for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, we have our 20th anniversary, Mike and I do, coming up in December. And I'm here to tell you that there is still nothing but great indifference coming our way from
sure.
this company.
Yes.
And we want to say thanks.
It's one big gray area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now.
Why's the phone ringing?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's nice that you have the same delay that our listeners have when you answer the prize.
Nice gray areas.
There has been talk of stuff going on because they asked me the other day.
Yeah, only because we had to bitch about it like spoiled babies. Really. And after a while, it gets to be patronizing.
Okay. Well,
okay.
They are.
Wow, are you all right? You really sound tired.
Tired.
No, I'm okay. I think they're being planned.
Right.
I guess the things are being planned. So this is all going to be a surprise?
I think
so. I mean, shouldn't it tell us? Should we shut up about it?
No, we should not. Because no matter what they do, it won't be anything that they thought of. We're prodding them into it.
It's a surprise, but we need each of your sport jacket sizes.
No, I want to tell you what I want. Here's what I want.
Okay.
I want Howard Stern to come to our party.
Oh, that'd be...
That's what I want. After 20 years together, I want to finally sit down with the king of all media before he goes to cable radio and break bread.
I think that's...
That's what I want for the play. And I want to show him the memo from Hughes that's mocking the fact he's in 10th place in the ratings.
So have it framed for him?
Yeah.
And my request is really not nearly as elaborate.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
That'll be good.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Howard Stern and hot dogs. That's okay. What we want for the 20th.
I'll let them know.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
And that's it's non-negotiable.
I'll let them know.
Test results? Do you have your test results yet?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Okay.
What's the matter? Why are you hustling off the phone like this?
So you can get back to work. I'm sorry.
That's your phone demeanor.
Okay, let's try this. Goodbye.
Bye, you guys. Bye. You're not saying goodbye. Bye. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Oh, she's one of those people that has trouble with that.
Last word, freak.
It's kosher hot dogs.
Get the kind made by your basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
Get the Hebrew Nat.
Hey, I eat the 97% fat-free ones. They are fantastic.
Those good?
I only eat the 3% that's fat.
That's what I want for the 20th. That's what I really want. Sit down and say, you know, our whole show every day. Everybody's right. All we've done every day is listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we've done. And
I think it's about time we give him the credit he deserves.
We repeat it verbatim.
Recreate it.
Right.
It's killing us that we're not going to cable radio like
mm-hmm.
you. But that's what I want to do. I just want to have a sit down with Howard Stern.
What are we going to do when he's gone?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I really don't know.
Let me do two words.
Yeah?
Charles Rocket.
Well,
that's how.
He's gone.
And that's how I'm going to deal with it.
Oh.
In front of Howard.
Yeah. At the dinner. At dinner with Howard.
Yeah. As a gift. As kind of a final gift, so you can give him. On his first day at Satellite, you can give him that gift.
I know you've hated us for a lot of years, and there's been bad talk. And anyway, I just wanted to say it's great to meet you. Now I'm going to slit my throat.
Right in front of him.
Right in front of him and Michael Hughes.
That'll be delightful.
And his faggot glasses.
And then as you're, you know, kind of going, good luck.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that you, hon?
What?
I'm calling to tell Mike I love the way he imitates people, but he ain't got nothing on Bomber, okay? And the best thing to have with the hot dog, and that would be a bold hot dog, would be a fan of grape.
That's a great belt. That
fan
is
of grape.
That is a truly great Baltimore accent. In fact, you're not faking it either. That is a real Baltimore accent.
You got damn right I ain't faking it.
That's right, hon. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Kathleen.
Kathleen? You sound like good Irish Baltimore girl.
That's right, hon.
How's your row house?
How's my row house? Let me tell you something.
Natty Bow House. Natty Bow Row House.
I bet you what? I bet you ain't got no painted screen on your row house. Because I do.
That's what Baltimore's like.
That's a great accent.
Oh, there she is, Miss Baltimore.
You know the accent where that's done, I think, the best? It's really subtle. Is Tin Man Danny DeVito, who really took time to get the little nuances of the Baltimore accent, that he does that great.
Danny DeVito is good with lots of little nuances.
Yes, he is a little man.
He married one.
I like that movie, Tin Man, Richard Dreyfuss and Danny DeVito.
Yes, I agree. It would be maybe my favorite. Now I take it back. My favorite Richard Dreyfuss movie is What About Bob?
Wow, What About Bob?
There's no doubt about it. And the scene where he's talking to his daughter and he's got the puppets, the one puppet that looks like him and the puppet that looks like the daughter. That's too great.
That is a great movie.
And when Bill Murray shows up and he's got the fish in the jar and the string around his neck. And incidentally, I know I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. The scene where he's having dinner with the family. Bill Murray's having dinner with the family.
Driving Richard Dreyfuss nuts.
And it's the chick from the airplane movies. Who's the wife?
Haggerty.
Right, Julie Haggerty. Uh-huh. And it's Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray. And he's eating, going, he's eating chicken. He's
right.
Oh, great. You have the DVD. Please be noting, it's Shake and Bake Chicken.
Of course.
Fantastic. Julie Haggerty, in my opinion, lottery winner.
She was in an Albert Brooks movie? Or am I getting her mixed up with another chick?
No, she was in Lost in America.
Right. Now, okay. She was good in that.
And she is. You know, you don't notice her. And
Come on. 22.
Yeah.
22.
You've lost the nest egg.
22.
Let me explain the concept of the nest egg to you.
The torso has been severed in mid-thorax.
It's Rob's favorite.
There are no major organs remaining. May I have a glass of water, please?
Here's your driver.
It's severed above the elbow with massive tissue loss in the upper musculature. Partially denuded bone remaining. This was no boat accident. Did you notify the Coast Guard about this?
No. It's only local jurisdiction.
The left arm, head, shoulders, sternum, and portions of the rib cage are intact. Do not smoke in here. Thank you very much. The enormous amount of tissue loss prevents any detailed analysis. However, the attacking squalus must be considerably larger than any normal squalus found in these waters. Didn't you get out of bones off these waters?
No.
Well, this is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't any coral reef. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper. It was a shark.
That was funny.
Oh, that's a funny comedy.
That's all right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.